Open up the windows, please, somebody.
They don't know.
So we covered the Shchedes Adar. Today is the Shchedes Adar. And the Rishon. Yeah, Mishnah Nechnas Adar. So this past Shabbat, you Mevarchim Shchedes Adar. And I was doing the Birkas HaChedesh in my shul, and I said, Shchedes Adar Rishon, Yeh, V'yem HaShlish, V'yem Ravi. Someone came over to me after davening and said, you know, in the Ramah it says that you're supposed to say Adar Stam. You're only supposed to speak out which Adar by Adar Sheni, but Adar Rishon is Adar Stam. Hmm. So he told me, it says in the Ramah, I gave him the Maramach, I was in Tov Chav Zayin, that Adar Rishon is called plain Adar, and so when you say it in the shul, you're just supposed to say plain Adar, or Shchedesh Adar, Yeh V'yem Shlishi V'yem Ravi. Now, so this was, I took this personally, because first of all, he's criticizing my performance.
Was it Osher?
What?
Was it Osher?
No. But Sveitin's, because it makes a very big nafkamina for me, because I got married on Rosh Chodesh Adar. So if Adar Stam is Adar Rishon, then I have to take my wife out to eat now, this week. If not, then I don't have until next month.
What about
so
Ksuvah?
It's
next year. What?
The Ksuvah would say Halacha Beis.
No, but when we got married, it was a Shana Pshuta. It was a regular year. So it was regular Adar.
Next year.
So when's my anniversary? Right. So therefore, it is a personal shayla. Okay. Now, obviously, that's a little bit tongue in cheek. There aren't really any halachas regarding anniversary. Just mentioning that though, as a way of sort of bringing out what the because we'll see there are areas in real halacha where this is negeya, but this is a sort of a practical everyday consideration that has to do with what's the stam adar, is it Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So the origin of this question, the original sugya, is Mishnah Nedarim. The Mishnah, you know, in the Nedarim, there's a lot of Mishnahs that talk about if a person makes a neder that asr something on himself, and makes a neder that all meat should be asr for me. So if a person says, koinim basar alai, that meat should be asr for me for 30 days, so it's asr for him to eat meat for 30 days. He can make a neder asring anything of his choosing upon himself, and for how long? So for as long as he says. So normally it's 30 days. If he says it should be asr for 6 months, it's asr for 6 months. If he says till Pesach, it's till Pesach. So the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel in the Durham discusses if somebody says Kainim Basar Alai until Rosh Chodesh Adar, and it's a leap year. So do we go by Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? And the Mishnah says explicitly that it goes by Adar Rishon, that he's usher in the meat until Adar Rishon. After Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, he's allowed to eat the meat because the neder is over, meaning that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Now, the Gemara says that there's actually a machlokes tanayim. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He holds that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. But Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Stam Mishnah. So it would seem, at least from the Mishnah, from the beginning of the Gemara, it would seem that, yeah, the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, and that the way to be Mevarchim Chodesh Adar Rishon would be to just say, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Yeh B'yem HaShlishi. That would be the, at least the beginning of the Gemara. But then the end of the Gemara says, Abaya comes along and he says, no, we're all misreading the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about, in the olden days, actually, Abaya was also in the olden days, but in those days, where they were, the calendar was not yet fixed. And it was all fluid, and it would be a leap year when Mason decided that it would be a leap year. And the Mishnah is talking about where the extra Adar came by surprise. So if somebody, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvin, and he said, Koinim Basar Alai, Adar Cheshvin Adar. So that means he really meant to ask for it for 4 months. Cheshvin, Mar Cheshvin, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, and then Tilrish Chodesh Adar, that's 4 months. Then, surprise, surprise, we threw in another Adar.
But why don't we ask him what he had in mind? Why don't we ask him what did you have in mind?
Because now he might want to say the earlier time, but because now he wants meat. But if it was chal on him this, sir, then he can't be matur because now he wants it. So Abaya says the Mishnah is talking about somebody that didn't know it was going to be a leap year. So then he meant Adar Rishon, meaning he was counting how long it's going to be until Adar arrives, and that now it's a leap year. So that duration, that length of time, is till Adar Rishon. But if he knew it was going to be a leap year, which nowadays is always the case. Nowadays there are no surprises. It's all on the calendar. So nowadays everybody knows it's going to be a leap year. Abaye says, if you know it's going to be a leap year, then stam adras adrasheni. So there's two opinions in the Gemara. The first opinion in the Gemara is that we take the Mishnah at face value. The Mishnah says stam adras adrasheni. That's the halacha. The Torah and the Rosh, they paskin that way. But Abaye says that the Mishnah is only talking about this unusual situation where the leap year took you by surprise because it wasn't really built in. But nowadays, where we always know what it's going to be, then stam adras adrasheni. That's what Abaye says, and that's how the Rambam paskins. So, which is the stam adar is the machlokes lahalacha between the Rosh and the Rambam. According to the Rosh, it's adar rishon. According to the Rambam, it's adar sheni. Nafkamina lagabe the derm. Somebody says that I'm not going to eat basar until Rosh Chodesh Adar. Another nafkamina from the same shaila is lagabe how you write a shtar. One example that we'd be all familiar with is writing ksubis. And you go to a chassid, so you write a ksuba, but of course, you have all sorts of shtarais. You have, shtari milven, shtari mecher. And when you're dating a shtar, so according to the Rambam, if you write a shtar during Adar Rishon, you just write, according to the Rambam, stam Adar is Adar Sheni. So if you're writing a shtar during Adar Rishon, you'll have to specify Adar Rishon. If you're writing it in Adar Sheni, you'll just write stam Adar. According to the Rosh, it's Farkert. If you stam Adar is Adar Rishon, if you're writing a shtar during Adar Rishon, you'll just write Adar. If you're writing it during Adar Sheni, you'll specify that it's Adar Sheni. So that's the second nafkamina in this machlaikis, which is the stam Adar.
What did they base their...
About how the two opinions in the Gemara...
The Rambam, the Rosh.
So the Rambam is passing like Abaya, and the Rosh is passing like the first Lashon in the Mishnah.
The Mandom that say that it's other Rishon, how do they reconcile the fact that we celebrate Purim during the Shani?
Okay, very good question. So we'll come to Purim and certain other Nafkaminas a little bit later on. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Nedarim, it brings this down as a machlaikis. It brings down that the Rosh says this and the Rambam says that. What's the stam adar? The Rosh holds that it's adar rishon, and the Rambam holds that it's adar sheni. But in two other places in Shulchan Aruch where it's talking about this question, the machaber of Shulchan Aruch seems to forget about the Rambam shita and just passes like the Rosh. In Arachayim in Tov Chav Zayin, where it's talking about the calendar, it says it's really Hilchas Rosh Chodesh there, and then it goes into the calendar and it discusses leap years, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins over there that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, like the Rosh. That's Arachayim Tov Chav Zayin. That's what I was told on Shabbos is the makar that when you're Mevarech Ma'achodesh, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quite say it, but the Magen Avram over there says that according to what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Shabbos Mevarchim, for Adar Rishon you should just say Stam Adar, for Adar Sheni you should speak out Adar Sheni. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins legabe in Arachayim Tov Chav Zayin, and then again in Choshen Mishpat, where it's talking about shtaris over there, it's a little bit of a more lumdisha case than just how you date a shtar. Listen to this. Let's say there are two shtaris. A person owes money. He owes Reuven $1,000 and he owes Shimon $1,000. Reuven's shtar is dated the 15th of Adar. And Shimon's shtar is dated the 1st of Adar Sheni. So Shimon's shtar specifies Adar Sheni and it says the 1st. Reuven's shtar says the 15th, but it doesn't say which Adar it is. According to the Rosh, that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, so Reuven's shtar is the one that's the 15th of Stam Adar, so his shtar comes first. But according to the Rambam, that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, so now both of these are an Adar Sheni, and the one that says the 1st is earlier than the one that says the 15th. Now, the Nafkamina... So the Nafkamina is, if I have $2,000, so I'll pay both of them, but I only have $1,000. So which one gets it? The one with the earlier date than the shtar. Which is the earlier date than the shtar? It's Machlaikis Rosh and the Rambam. So that's a more lumnishy case where you have a Nafkamina from this Machlaikis. But the funny thing is that the Mechaber, so it comes up, that's the case in Choshen Mishpat and some Gimel. But the Mechaber, by Nedarim, he brings down both opinions. But in the other two places, he just brings down the Rush's opinion, as if his real bottom line is that the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, even though once he brings down that the Rambam argues, but the other two places he brings it down Stam without mentioning that the Rambam argues, it sounds like the Mechaber's opinion is really that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon for all of these Nafkaminas, Nedarim, Shtaris, and Birkas HaChodesh. Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. So we would just say, Resh Chodesh, Adar Gia B'yam HaShlish U'yam Ravi. However, that's just the opinion of the Mechaber. The Shach brings in the Shach in Yerideh has an Arichas, and he says that although the Mechaber seems to side with the Rosh, but maybe he thought that the Rambam was a Das Yachid, but the Shach goes and he brings a whole bunch of other Rishonim that seem to also agree with the Rambam, and he brings down some later Paiskim that also pass like the Rambam, and the Shach says, you can't pass against this Rambam. Now, one very interesting Maramachim that he brings, he says there's a Tosfos in the Dharma, that's Sugi in the Dharma, that he proves, holds like the Rambam, and Tosfos over there makes a very geshmaka point. How to decide which is the Stam Adar, what's the, so to speak, the real Adar. So Tosfos says, look at the calendar. This the Adar that we're beginning now, Adar Rishon, has 30 days. Adar Sheni has 29 days. Now, in a regular year, Shana Peshuta, there's just one Adar. How many days does that Adar have? A regular Adar has 29. So, and in a leap year, Adar Sheni has 29. So that makes it sound like Adar Sheni is the real Adar. Furthermore, this same Nekuda, the Adar Rishon, has 30 days. That means that that's not the real Adar. First of all, because it doesn't match a regular Adar, but moreover, that makes it the Chodesh HaIbur, the extra month. Now, let's explain. Here I'm going to go a little bit for a couple of minutes into the calendar science to answer some questions that you've always had in the back of your head. What's the whole Cheshbon of leap years? How do we decide when it's a leap year, when it's not a leap year? How often do we have leap years? So it's not every second year, every third year, every fourth year, but there is a method to the madness. It is 7 years out of every 19. That's our calendar. We have a 19-year cycle, and in that 19-year cycle, we space out seven leap years. So the way we do it is it's the third, the sixth, the eighth, the 11th, the 14th, the 17th, and the 19th. Those are the 7 years that we choose within the 19-year cycle. But it's seven times every 19 years. Now, why in the world? What's the cheshbon of seven out of every 19?
What's 19? Why
19? Yeah, why did we pick that number? So here's why. Because a lunar, as we know, a chodesh is one lunar rotation, which is 29 and a half days. So a lunar year is 12 times 29 and a half, which is 354. So to speak, a Jewish year is 354 days. Now, a solar year, that's the Earth's orbit around the sun, is 365 days. So there's an 11-day discrepancy between the lunar year and the solar year. And, of course, the Torah says that we have to somehow account for that discrepancy because Pesach is supposed to be the Chag HaAviv and Shavuot is Chag HaKotzir and Sukkot is the Chag HaAsif. And that means that the Yom Tovim is supposed to be connected to the seasons. If we just follow the lunar cycle and we're going to regress 11 days each year, so Pesach will start in the spring, but by 15 years later, it'll be in the summer, in the previous summer. So we need to adjust so that the lunar year stays with the solar year, which means that we have to accommodate for a gap, for a lapse, of 11 days a year. So what now... But the Torah says that the way you don't add days, you only add months. That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, because there's a kosev that you use chadashim for a shana, you don't use yamim for a shana. So we have to take whole months and use them to make up for the loss of 11 days a year. So we made a cheshbon. 11 times 19 is 209. Which is a great number because it's almost sort of a multiple of 30. Mm-hmm. 7 times 30 is 210. Right? 7 times 3 is 21. 7 times 30 is 210. So if every 19 years we're losing 209 days, because that's 19 times 11, if we add in that 19-year cycle, we add 7 leap months of 30 days, we'll be adding 210 days to our lapse of 209 days, which is almost perfect. Now it's perfect.
Because the solar year is actually
right. So that helps, right? The 209 is not precise. 209 is not precise, and also we could throw in that small adjustments. We have some elasticity in the calendar because Merchesven and Kislev are not so fixed on any given year. They could both be Chaser or could both be Mali, or one Chaser, one Mali. So we use that to make up, to perfect the this equation. But the basic equation is that we're short by, we'll call it approximately 210 days. So 7 times 30 every 19 years gives us our 210 days. That means that these months that we're adding, the idea is that it's 7 times 30. So the Chodesh HaIbur has to be 30 days. So now, so this is what Tosfos means. If Adar Rishon is 30 days, that matches the Chodesh HaIbur. Adar Sheni is 29 days, that matches the Adar. So that means, Zaktaisis, that the real Adar is Adar Sheni. So that's the taste that the Shach brings down. Again, to get back to the earlier discussion. So the Shach says, look, you see Taisus is on the Rambam side. He brings down some other places that are on the Rambam side. So the Shach says that even though the Machaber paskined against the Rambam, he paskined like the Rosh, that the Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. But I hold you can't paskin against the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. So I hold that you have to be Machmer like both. So when it comes to the Darim, the Chumrah is to stay off of the meat, stay on your diet till the later Adar, till Adar Sheni, like the Rambam. When it comes to Shtarais, how to date a Shtar, so then the Chumrah is that you should never just use the term Adar Stam. You should never just say Adar, because when you say Stam Adar, according to the Rosh, you mean Adar Rishon. According to the Rambam, you mean Adar Sheni. And we don't have a clear Hachra, even though the Mechaber paskened one way, but in my opinion, the Shach says, we don't have a clear Hachra, you have to be Machmer like both, and therefore you should always specify which Adar it is. Whenever you date a Shtar, you have to specify which Adar it is. Now, the Shach doesn't carry it over to that last nafkamina, but the Magen Avraham back in Arachem Tov Chav Zayin says, according to this Shach, it's going to remember the nafkamina that we started with, Lagavi Birkas HaChodesh. According to the Mechaber, again, the person that came and corrected my Kiddush HaChodesh, my Birkas HaChodesh, he was right, according to the Mechaber, that according to the Mechaber, Adar Rishon is Adar Stam. But the Magen Avraham says that after the Shach gets done with this, no, we don't go with any Adar Stams, because that's only according to the Rosh, and then we're not going to be right according to the Rambam, and therefore you should always specify which Adar. So that's our Minhag. That's so what I did in Shul, turns out what we did in Shul, and I think everybody, all the Shuls did, is correct, that you're supposed to always specify even by the Birkas HaChodesh. No, in a non-leap year, you just say Adar. But in a leap year...
doesn't say Adar Aleph, even though it's a non-leap
year. No, it's a Pashta year.
Right, so...
No, Ksuba in a leap year should specify which Adar.
In a regular year, it doesn't have to say.
Right, no, in a regular year, it'll just say Adar. But in a leap year...
It was very snowy this Shabbos, so I davened in the house meeting a few houses down.
So we did it right. That according to the Shach and the Magen Avraham, it's not like the Shulchan Aruch, true, but according to the Shach and the Magen Avraham, which is that what we consider the Poskim Achreinim, that's the Ikar LaHalacha. You're supposed to always specify in a leap year which Adar it is. So we say Adar Rishon, we say Adar Sheni.
If it's not specified, you would assume that you say that it's. That's what.
If it's not specified, then it's machlekes, and we wouldn't know. So the guy with those two shtarais, so that really remains a machlekes. Right. Who's going to get the $1,000 in that case?
That's
right. Pashtus, we would say, no, but over there we're talking about Diyeved. If Lamaisa, one person in the Shah that says Aleph, Aleph Rosh Chodesh, Aleph of Adar Sheni, and the other person has a star that says Tesvav Adar, and according to the Rambam, the Tesvav Adar means Adar Sheni, so he's going to lose. According to the Rosh, he's going to win. The Shach, I think, would probably say Yachloiku, that they divide that money. That's going to be our next discussion.
Like this month, it's Tuesday and Wednesday.
Right.
So is Tuesday the first day of Adar, or is Tuesday the last day of the previous month?
Tuesday really is the last day of the previous month.
So how could you say Halal on both days with a bracha?
Oh, because of the sake of the Yoma. We make a brach on the matzah with Sveika D'Yoma also, right? Alechilas matzah. We make both nights. Mishum Sveika D'Yoma.
You make Kiddush on the
It's not because of Rais. What about Hadlokas Neiros? No, when your wife lights candles, two nights of Yontif, she makes a Rashay Kishon and Besoyz Sivanu. Sveika D'Yoma. No, it's not. No, it's a Darabanan. It's a good question. The question is a good question. Taisus in a few places talks about this, that why is it that by Sveika de Yoyma...
Why is it definitely wrong?
So the people far away didn't know which day was going to be Rosh Chodesh.
That's what we say today.
Right.
We say Hallel today 2 days because of the Sveika de Yoyma before they were established a calendar.
Right. Like all the Sveika de Yoyma are, we don't really have a Sveika now.
I never thought about why we say that.
Yeah,
it's complicated. You think, but in Israel, if you put on tefillin,
So that's the main sugya is that sugya in Nedarim, and from there the bottom line will be the shach is that you were choshish for both sheet. This is a big machlokes, which is the stam adar. Now there are marmokaimis that are a little closer to. I guess the original shot that we started with was Birkas HaChodesh, so that we've resolved. But what about my anniversary, Shaila? So there are, again, that's not a real Shaila, but there are Maror Mekoyimus that are a little bit, that are real, that are closer to that. Probably the best comparison to that would be Yahrzeits. Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody has a Yahrzeit in Adar, so what do we do in a leap year? So this is actually a Machlokes. What? You have.
For what purpose? Yeah. For what purpose? So, Kaddish?
Kaddish, and the Iker that the Poskim talk about, I know this came up a few weeks ago, it took some people by surprise that there's a din of a tannis on a yard site. It's not so widely observed nowadays, but that's the Iker.
Disgusted by tannis.
Yeah. Yeah, Tav Kuf Samaches in Erechayim is Hilchas Tannis. That's where, that's one of the places that it's talking about. It comes up in the Mechaber, the Ramah talks about it in Tav Kuf Samaches, I think, and also in Yerideyat Tav Beis. But in both of those places, it talks about fasting on the yard site. So Snegeya, what everyone does to observe a yard site, if you go to the Beis HaKvaris, if you say Kaddish, if you fast, if you give Tikkun, which day is the yard site?
Where does the concept of yard site come from?
It comes from the Gemara. The minhag of fasting on a yard site comes from the Gemara.
What's from the Gemara?
I think so.
The only thing discussed is fasting.
Right. The Gemara
only
discusses
fasting. Thing as yard site.
Yeah, fasting. It's called fasting. Differently. It's not called yard site. It's Yiddish.
Yeah. Yard site is Yiddish. But
the
Yiddish
people don't give tikkun. They don't give.
That's true.
I see the
bike
to make a lot of time.
Right.
Okay. So which day is the yard site? So there's a machlokes mechaber and the Ramah on this, and at first glance you'd think, oh, you know, maybe this is the old Rosh and the Ramah, which is the Stam Adar. Somebody's father died in Adar, and now it's a leap year. So according to the Rosh, a Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Maybe the Yahrzeit should be an Adar Rishon. According to the Ramah, the Stam Adar. I'm sorry. According to the Rambam, the Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. So you think maybe the Yahrzeit should be an Adar Sheni. But it's not quite the same. The Mechaber paskins that the yard site is observed in Adar Sheni. Now, that doesn't match up with the Mechaber paskin be'ikr when in Hilchas Nedarim and Hilchas Shtarais, the Mechaber held be'ikr that the Stam Adar, like the Rosh, is Adar Rishain. But the yard site, he says, is in Adar Sheni. Why would he say like that? So there's a very interesting tshuva in the Chassam Sofer, where he talks about a lot of these inyanim, and when he focuses on this, on the yahrzeit, he says that by Nedarim, we know the cardinal principle in Nedarim is that Nedarim go after Lashon B'nei Adam. How do people talk? What do people mean? Shtarais, maybe it's a similar thing, that we're talking about how we date our shtarais, so we date our shtarais the way that we think of it. Mm-hmm. It says yahrzeit is different. Yahrzeit is, when a person observes a yahrzeit, it's because we believe that it's a special day for the neshama. In the Olam HaNeshama, the neshama goes up to the next madrega, there's something having to do with the din in Shemayim, is special for the yahrzeit. So that means that we're not interested now in Lashon B'nei Adam, we're interested in how it's viewed Klapei Shemaya. So he brings a raya. I try to recall, I'm sorry. What's his raya that the Iker, I'm missing a piece in the Chassam Sofer. He says over there it's different because it goes by Klapei Shemaya, not Lashon B'nei Adam. and klapei shmaya. So then he brings a raya, but I don't remember now what his raya was, that klapei shmaya, the ikar adar is adar sheni. Okay, that's the machas and the machaber paskins, that the yurt site should be. No, but even though he doesn't hold that's in other areas of halacha, this is the machaber. Stam adar is really adar rishain, but he holds that for yurt site in particular, because it's totally in what's klapei shmaya. Over there, he says that we go by adar sheni. Now, the Rama argues and says that no, the yurt site should be observed in adar rishain. He says, why not adar rishain? So he brings down a Chumas HaDeshen, who says, Chumas HaDeshen says something very interesting, that somebody before mentioned Purim, right? Obviously, the biggest deal that we're familiar with, Legabe, the question of Adar, of course, is Purim. So Purim we observe in Adar Sheni, we know that. The Gemara in Megillah and Davav brings down a Machlekes Tanayim. When do we observe Purim? Is it Adar Rishon or is it Adar Sheni? And there's a Machlekes, Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar, and each one gives a reason. The Manda Amar that we observe Purim in Adar Rishon says because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. You should, which really means to say that both of them are really Adar, and which one comes first? Adar Rishon. So do the mitzvah in Adar Rishon. That's one Tana. The other Tana says, no, we go by Adar Sheni because Mismach Geula LeGeula Adif. We should put one Geula next to the other Geula. Nisan is the Chag of Geula, that's Pesach. Purim was also a Geula. We want Purim to be closer to Pesach. So that's why he says to go by Adar Sheni. So those are the two opinions.
When did Purim really happen?
It was a Shana Pshuta. It wasn't a leap year. At least that's at least presumably it wasn't a leap year.
Hopefully.
So, there is some rain. I don't remember who did. There are like darshanim that have shtekach tayra about how it was a leap year.
Purim happened before the calendar.
What?
Purim didn't happen before the calendar.
We've always had leap years. It was before the calendar, so the leap years weren't on a fixed schedule. But we still had those leap years.
We had to catch up,
right?
It wasn't pre-established.
But it was always all
you know,
dark.
My grandfather passed away, Shushan Purim, Adar Aleph. It was a leap year.
Yeah.
So I keep...
Adar Aleph.
But I got a psak once that said you can keep either other. Even though the year that he passed away was a leap year, you can keep either other.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Right. So the Mechaber, the Mechaber says,
what?
So the truth, your case is a little bit more complex. Right? We're talking about a case where, let's say, the person died in a Shana Pshuta, so there's just one Adar. Then the question is, how do you observe it when it comes to a leap year?
Right.
So the Mechaber said, Adar Sheni, he said that's the Iker Adar. The Ramah says, Adar Rishon, and she's quoting the Chumash HaDeshen. So we were saying over, the Chumash HaDeshen says, look at the Gemara Megillah. We know that we observe Purim and Adar Sheni. But the Gemara there says one Tana says observe Purim and Adar Rishon because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The other Tana says observe Purim and Adar Sheni because you want Purim to be close to Pesach because they're both Geulas. Look at Chumash HaDeshen. Now, one of those two Svaris is totally inapplicable to Yartzeit. Yartzeit is not a Chag HaGeula. There's no reason that we should try to be Makarev to Pesach. So now you're left with just the other svara.
Mm-hmm.
Even though in the Gemara we don't paskin like the other svara of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, but that's only because by Purim there was a svara of Mismach Geula LeGeula which prevailed over the svara of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. But by Yartzeit sites where you don't have that whole consideration of Mismach Geula LeGeula, so you're left with the svara of the other Tana, even though we don't paskin like that, Tana Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, and therefore you should observe the Yartzeit and other Rishayim. So that's why the Shemus HaDeshen says, and that's the Psak of the Ramah. So the Mechaber paskined that the Yartzeit is an Adar Sheni. The Ramah paskined the Yartzeit is an Adar Rishon. And then the Ramah says, and some say that you should keep both. And that's really what's recommended. And the later place can say that if you could, really the Iker, we pass like the Ramah, like the opinion that it's Adar Rishon. But if you could keep both, you should keep both.
When do you stop saying Kaddish in the first year?
That's not totally on Yartzeit.
That's
if I'm not mistaken, that's totally on 11 months. 11 months regardless of, of what,
so
what month it is.
So bar mitzvah then should be in the second month, because that's when the gula from for the parents are.
bar mitzvah will come to momentarily. That'll be the next discussion. We'll come to that.
Stand up bar mitzvah.
So now, again, the bottom line by Yard Sites is that there's a machlekes mechaber and ramah, but we're choshes to do both of them. Now, the reason, so again, to our sort of make-believe nafkamina, like our anniversaries, which is not, again, it's not a real nafkamina, but to the extent that you'd want to look for a source in halacha and maybe model it after Yard Sites, so you'd say, perhaps, well, okay, if we say by Yard Sites that you're supposed to keep both, so over here also keep both, right? You know, so if you like to go out to eat for your anniversary, so go out both times. Well, what's the reason why we're keeping both? If it's because we're choshish for this machlekes mechaber and the Ramah, and the mechaber said that his reason is because Yartzeit is, everything else has to do with Lashem and Ayadam, but Yartzeit has to do with the Din and Shemayim. Well, that's not a svar that is on the Shaykh's anniversaries. So then I would have said maybe that this whole inyan of being choshish for both doesn't apply, and we'd go just without the Rishon. But I saw that the real reason why the poskim that say to keep both, their reason is not because of any chashash for, you know, some say this and some say that, so let's be yaisi de kaladeis. It's a real svara of both. Let's go back into that Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah, I just told you over, that there's a Tana that says adarishin because Eimer Vino Lamisus, there's a Tana that says adarsheni because Mitzvah Gula Gula Adif. Now, the Gemara, though, says at the bottom of the Amud that, you know, how come neither Tana, when they're talking about Purim, neither Tana says you should read the Megillah on both years? Because it says in the Megillah, B'chol Shana V'Shana. And we learn from there that the leap year should be just like every other year. So Ma Kol Shana V'Shana, we only read it once. So too in the leap year, we only read it once. Which one do you choose? So then they have a machlaik, because one says Mismach Gula Gula Adif, one says Eimer Vino Lamisus. So the Ramah, he brings down, I think, some earlier Paisim that they said, that you see from that Gemara, that if not for the Gezeiras HaKosov of B'chol Shana V'Shana, which is a din in Megillah, we would have said both. We would have said you lay in the Megillah on both Adars, but we don't, because it's a Gezeiras HaKosov. But that means that when we're exploring what's the real Adar is both. If you want to do something to commemorate what happened in Adar, the proper time to do it is both, because there's really two Adars. Just Megillah as Gezeiras HaKosov, that we don't do it both, then we have to get involved in the machlokes, which one is more appropriate. But then when you're dealing with the Yard Site, where there is no Gezeiras HaKosov of B'chol Shana V'Shana, so then it should be both, like the Havamina by Megillah. So we're going back to further and further earlier steps of Havaminas and Nakamara. But that's the reason for the Manda Omar that says that you observe the Yard Site in both. Now, if that's true, then what any commemoration that you're observing, by the same token, would be in both. Again, if you wanted, not that there's any halacha of anniversary, but if you wanted to pick what Alpi Din Torah is considered your anniversary, if you got married in Adar, according to this, it would really be in both Adars.
Rich steak didn't cost as much on those days as it does today.
Okay, so you don't have to order dessert both times. But we should come out that, well, again, the Ramah says the Ikar is Adar Rishon, but it's proper to be Choshesh for both, and his reason is because of this Cheshbon, that really both are considered a real Adar. Now, when it comes to, somebody mentioned before Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah is a unique, there's very interesting halacha. Over there, this comes up in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nunhei. And over there, the halacha is clear that if a boy is born in a regular year in an Adar, and then it comes a leap year, his bar mitzvah is an Adar Sheni. And this is a little bit surprising that, I mean, we've seen until now that everything was a machlekes. When it came to Nadar, when it came to Shtarvitz, it was a machlekes. When it came to Yard Site, it was a machlekes. But when it comes to bar mitzvah, it just says straight that the bar mitzvah is an Adar Sheni. In fact, it's a very fascinating paragraph of Shulchan Aruch. You know, this is a riddle that you've probably heard at some point, or like as a riddle or as a trivia question, but it's actually a line in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch says that bar mitzvah is celebrated in Adar Sheni, the Shulchan Aruch says, therefore it could come out that you could have two boys, neighbors, classmates, And one is older than the other, but the younger one will become bar mitzvah first. Mm. And the Mechaber says that imagine you have a baby boy that's born in a leap year in... I'm sorry, you have a baby boy that's born on he says the 29th of Adar Rishon. And then another boy that's born on the 1st of Adar Sheni. So obviously the one that was born on the 29th of Adar Rishon is older. And then they get bar mitzvah in a regular year, in a Shana Pshuta. So the one who's bar mitzvah, who was born on the 1st of Adar Sheni, will be bar mitzvah on the 1st of Adar. And the one that was born on the 29th of Adar Rishon, he won't become bar mitzvah until the 29th of Adar Sheni. And let's say it happens the other way around, that they were born in a regular year, one on the 1st. No, that's how you have the riddle. You have that if they were born in a leap year and then they're bar mitzvah in a regular year, so the boy that was born a couple of days earlier will become bar mitzvah later. At the end of the month, will become bar mitzvah later. And then, so that's talking about the reverse case of what we're interested in. But then the Mechaber goes on to say, and boys that are born in a regular year, and then the bar mitzvah is an Adar Sheni, so then all the bar mitzvah, and the bar mitzvah is in a leap year, so all the bar mitzvahs will come in Adar Sheni.
Why is that, by the bar mitzvah?
So that's a great question. Why by bar mitzvah is it different than, let's say, Yartzeit? By Yartzeit, we saw different opinions, but at least Lafi the Ramah, which again, for us, you know, for Ashkenazim, we followed the Ramah, that the Iker Hadin by Yartzeit is that it's really Adar Rishon. Even though, like we said, that it's recommended to observe both, but the Iker is Adar Rishon. So there's a real discrepancy then between Hilchas Yartzeit and Hilchas Bar Mitzvah. Yartzeit, we paskin, at least the primary Yartzeit is an Adar Rishon, and by Bar Mitzvah, we pass an Adar Sheni. What's the difference between Yartzeit? They both seem to be, you know, it's the day of the year. It's a birthday. So I heard once from Mary the Rabbi of Kalman Epstein, a Hezber in this. It was more of an Aricha, so he was explaining it based on the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Erech and Daflam and Aleph, which is also an important part of this sugya of Adar, two Adars. But I'm going to just cut it short and just take out the Svara of it.
You want to make sure when, definitely 13.
Okay. He said when we talk about, let's say, a special day, you know, a day in the year, so there's two different kinds of things that we mean. Sometimes we're waiting for a particular day of the year because it's a commemoration, right? This is the day that something happened, and we're looking for the day on the calendar that something happened. Sometimes we're interested in the day of the year because we want to know that a certain amount of time elapsed. Meaning, for a 13-year-old, right, that which a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah on his birthday, it is not really because it's his birthday, like, oh, this is the day that he was born, it's to remember when he was born. It's because that's when a certain amount of time has gone by. A child, we don't give punishments to, right? There's no einshim on a child. An adult becomes a bar einshim. So you have to reach a certain amount of time elapse before you're considered an adult. How much time? So the halacha mashma sinai, 13 years. So over there, when we're looking for the 13th birthday, it's not to commemorate the day that he was born, but it's specifically because now we could say that 13 years have gone by. By Yartzeit, I'll say by contrast, it may be the 13th Yartzeit, it's the 13th year, let's say it's 13 years since one's father died, but you're observing this day not because now it's 13 years. You're observing this day because this is the day in the year. So when we're interested in what day in the year, so then we look to the sugya in Megillah, you know, if a person died in Adar, so what's the real Adar? Is this the real Adar? Is that the real Adar? Maybe both of them are the real Adar. We're interested in which is the real Adar. But when we're talking about when a boy becomes a gadol, so we want to know when could we say that the years have elapsed, so then there's a whole different sugya. The sugya in Erech and Daflam and Aleph is talking about Batei Ari Chayma, where the halacha is that if somebody sells a house in a walled city, so he's allowed to buy it back against the Bal Karchai of the buyer. He has a buyback clause, which the Torah says for a shana tamima, for a full year. So once the year has elapsed, the year is over there. We're not interested in the date because of any kind of a special celebration that we can make to commemorate the date of the sale. The significance of the date is that once it's a year later, once a year has gone by, you don't have the buyback option anymore, but within a year, you do have that buyback option. And over there, the Gemara says that it goes by Adar Sheni. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk that goes by Adar Sheni. That if it was sold in Adar, and then the next year is a leap year, then you have until Adar Sheni to buy it back. You have this halacha of Bat Yerei Chaima. So, no, there's 1 year. Bat Yerei Chaima is... You'll have 13 months. So Bar Mitzvah is doimit to Bat Yerei Chaima because it's totally on the years having gone by. So there... The din is Adar Sheni, like it says by Bat Yerei Chaima. But Yahrzeit has nothing to do with Bat Yerei Chaima. It's not because this many years have gone by. Yahrzeit is just because it's that date of the year. So there we look at the other Gemara, Megillat Avav, because that's where the Gemara is exploring, which is the real Adar. That's why these two sugyas are very separate from each other. Okay, so what we're holding so far is that Le'inyin, let's say, again, if I am interested to explore when's my real anniversary, So the Ikir Adin Lefi the Ramah, Lagavi, if we follow yard sites, should be that it's Adar Rishon, but really it's better Lahachmir for both Adars. But there's a whole nother wrinkle to this, which we haven't even mentioned yet. Actually, somebody made this Ha'ara before. I think, yes, you pointed out that there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, right? And the first day of Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th of the previous month.
How can you say how?
So back, all right, so that was your Ha'ara. So there, the answer is because of Sveika D'Yayma. But now here's the Ha'ara. This whole discussion that we've been having about somebody got married in Adar, so then it's a leap year, you want to know what's your anniversary, is it Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, is a good Shaila. But did I really get married in Adar? If I got married on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, so was that Adar or was that Shvat? Now, the truth is, this is just an aside, this is a whole separate Shaila, but there was actually a little bit of a excitement that erupted at my chasana having to do with this. There was a machlokes among the Rabbanim about the dating of the Ksuba. Now, at the time, I remember that the rabbis were arguing. I didn't know what they were arguing about. Years later, I found out what it was. But during the Chasan Tish, so there was a Masada Kedushin, and you know he filled out the ksuba, and then one of the rabbanim that came later was Rabbi Goldbaum, that came later on, and I saw that he was in a very animated discussion with the Masada Kedushin.
What was the Masada
Kedushin? Masada Kedushin was my wife's grandfather, who was Rav in Minneapolis for many years, and he would actually it was sort of a team. The Masada Kedushin was my wife's grandfather. He was there with his son-in-law, my wife's uncle. Beryl Eichenstein was Rosh Hashiva, who was Rosh Hashiva in Itri in Eretz Yisrael. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. He's not alive anymore. And he was filling out the Ksuba. My wife's grandfather made the Brachas on the Chuppa. Her uncle was, I think, filling out the Ksuba. And he wrote in the Ksuba, again, today was the day that we got married. He wrote in the Ksuba.
You got married what kind of year?
A regular year. It was a regular year. First day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. He filled out on the Ksuba, Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Adar wedding. First day, he called it the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rabbi Olben was tining that's not the way you write it. It's Lamed Shvat. You have to write Lamed Shvat. You could write both. It's nice to throw in. It's Adar, okay, it's Rosh Chodesh. But the Iker date is Lamed Shvat. You write Lamed Shvat, which is Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar. But you can't leave out the Lamed Shvat. Now, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Again, I heard about this all, you know, years later. And from the little that I was able to see, I think Rabbi Olman was right. I have no idea what Rabbi Eichenstein's counter argument. I know that they were arguing about it at the time. So Rabbi Eichenstein said something back. I don't know what his counter argument was. In Shulchan Aruch Lamais, it says that you're supposed to write both.
How could your wife get married on Rosh Chodesh? How could your wife get married on Rosh
Chodesh? Well, I was getting married that day, so. Well,
what about her?
What's the problem?
It's a yanta for her. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I'm Rosh Chodesh, it's mutter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a yanta for the women, it's a yanta.
So Lamaisa, we had this we had this machlokes. We had this machlokes at the wedding. The Rabbanim were arguing, do you call this, do you date this ksuba as Shvat or as Adar? I remember afterwards I was talking to my Rebbe, Rav Kalman, and I said, so Lemaisa, you know, the Masada Kedushin prevailed. Rabbi Olbam, you know, he made his protest, but he wasn't the Masada Kedushin. So Lemaisa, it says, Alef Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's not the right way, as far as I know, and Rav Kalman also says he agreed with Rabbi Olbam. He actually said that Rabbi Olbam read the ksuba at that chasana. And then after he read the ksuba, he came and he I guess Rav Kalman was going up for a bracha. They passed each other, and he said, you heard that ksuba? You ever heard such a thing? And Rav Kalman said that he agreed, he was masking to Rabbi Olbam, that mm-hmm. doesn't seem the right way to... So I once asked Rav Kalman, so do I have a problem? You know, my ksuba's no good. So he told me a quote from Moshe Feinstein that it's almost impossible to pasal a ksuba. So because a ksuba, there's a right way to write it, but at the end of the day, it's a document, right? It's a monetary document. So the reason why there's a date is because if one day the wife is going to come into Beis Din and say, I'm entitled to the Masayim Zuz, and, you know, then the date is Negeya, that if the husband had an asset, but he sold it, so if he sold it before the date of the Ksuba, then she can't collect from that. Sold it after the date of the Ksuba, then she could collect from that. So if the date could be misconstrued that it really means something else and she wouldn't be able to collect those assets, then that would pass the ksuba. But if you just wrote it the wrong way, because that's not our convention, that's not the way we like to write it, but a Beis Din would know exactly what date we're talking about, so she would be able to collect any assets from that day, then that makes it a kosher ksuba. It's not the ideal way to write it, but it's a kosher ksuba.
Like a get.
By get, everything is much more... Yeah. The stakes are much higher. Right, exactly.
So Shmadish Adar would not be right.
It's not the right way to write the date. You have to write Lamed Shvat, and you could say which is Chodesh Adar. So over here, Lemaisa, we got married on Lamed Shvat. So Misvara, I would have said that this whole discussion that we had is, about whether... an Adar anniversary is observed in Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, that's all, and again, to the other day, the real days of Adar. But today's not really Adar, even though we are observing Rish Chodesh Adar, but it's really Lamed Shvat. We got married in Shvat. And Shvat, every year has a Shvat. A Shana Pshuta, a Shana Mu'beres, every year has a Shvat. There's no question when Shvat is, and it's Lamed Shvat. So today is unequivocally the anniversary. It's Lamed Shvat. It shouldn't matter what you consider the real Adar. That's... Right, we were only one dinner.
No,
but not so fast. There's a tshuva from the Aruch HaNer. The tshuva from the Aruch HaNer. It's Hilchos Bar Mitzvah, actually. He's talking about Bar Mitzvah. It's a fascinating connection that he makes. We've talked about some of the various sugyas that become negeya to this question about calculating Adar. He throws in... We're not going to go into this. I'm just going to share with you that there's a halacha in the Gemara in Yevamis, mitzvah bagodol liyabim. If you have a bunch of brothers and somebody, Rechman Alson, dies, and then you do a yibum or a chalitza, so the oldest brother is supposed to yibum a chalitza. So the Aruch HaNer was responding to a tshuva. I don't know if this was halacha l'maisa or just somebody was, speculating about it. If you have the scenario that we were just talking about before with the two boys that were born, right, one is older than the other, but the young one becomes our mitzvah first, which of them is supposed to do the yibum?
Wow.
Wait, who's called the gadol in the mitzvah gadol yavin? And then from there, he gets into this larger discussion. And he says that the Lamed Shvat, the Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar, really goes by Adar Sheni. If you're Aleph Rosh Chodesh, he's talking about Bar Mitzvah. If somebody today. Is born today, the first, no, let's say no. If he's born today, we wouldn't be a Shiloh. But let's say if somebody was born the first Rosh Chodesh Adar in a Shana Pshuta, and then a leap year comes, so the Aruch HaNer said that his Bar Mitzvah will be Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. Just like we say for all the Adar Bar Mitzvahs, that all the Adar Bar Mitzvahs go in Adar Beis. So a baby that was born on the first day of Adar, of the first day of Rosh Chodesh, his Bar Mitzvah also goes to Adar Beis. Even though I would say, what do you mean? But this is a Shvat baby, it's not an Adar baby. He says, no, we call it Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar. He says, what's my raya? The raya is from the case that I was just that trivia question case that we were talking about before that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Where you have the two kids that are born, babies. And one was on Chof Tes Adar Rishon, and the other one was on Aleph of Adar Sheni. Right. And he said, oh, look how funny it is that even though this one was born earlier, right, by a little bit, but the other one is going to become Bar Mitzvah first. So the Aruch HaNer said, you know, there's something funny about the way the Mechaber gave the case. You'd think, right, why did he say the 29th of Adar? Yeah, he said the 29th of Adar Rishon. Why didn't he say the 10th of Adar Rishon, the 20th of Adar Rishon? He just wanted to make it more dramatic. Like, they're so close to each other. So while he was at it, if he wanted to make it so dramatic, why did he make them 2 days apart? He said, Chof Tes Adar Rishon. Adar Rishon is 30 days. He said, Chof Tes Adar Rishon and Rish Chedesh Adar Sheni. Why didn't he make it Lamed Adar Rishon? And Aleph Adar Sheni. And say that the Adar Sheni Bar Mitzvah is going to come first. Teretz is because that Lamed of Adar Rishon is considered Aleph Rish Chedesh Adar Sheni. And his bar mitzvah is going to come in the Shana Pshuta, is going to come on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. In other words, what we would call Lamed Shvat. That baby that was born, Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, his bar mitzvah is called Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar. And on Lamed Shvat, he's going to become bar mitzvah. So therefore, the Mechaber needed the case of Chof Tes to make the older baby have the later bar mitzvah. So you see from there that when you have these 2 days Rosh Chodesh, at least by Adar, when you have these 2 days Rosh Chodesh, we consider the first day Rosh Chodesh, not, its primary date is not the 30th of the previous month. Its primary date is the Rosh Chodesh of the following month, which might, it's just a thought that crosses my mind, might be what Rabbi Eichenstein had in mind in dating Mike Suba, according to this Aruch HaNer. Maybe that's where he was coming from. I don't know. But Al Kapanim, the Aruch HaNer says, Lagabe Bar Mitzvah, that the date of Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon is considered Aleph Rosh Chodesh. It's not considered Lamed Shvat. It's considered Adar. So Lefi Zed, you go back to the Shalom. So what's the real anniversary? So Hilchas Adar goes. You know, we say it's best to keep both days, and then I'm back to having two anniversaries. Legabe Bar Mitzvah. That's already a serious Shalom, though. So what do we do with a baby that would be born on the day that I got married, right? Lamed Shvat Aleph Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then his bar mitzvah will be this year when there's two Adars. When is his bar mitzvah? We say all the Adar babies, the bar mitzvah is an Adar Sheni. But I thought this is a Shvat baby. But the Aruch HaNer is saying, no, it's an Adar baby. So when's his bar mitzvah? There's a 30-day discrepancy over here. So I saw brought down Mr. Shem Rosh Lema Zalman Arbach that he said that this shuv of the Aruch HaNer should be considered a very significant shita lahalacha, and we should be cheshish for it. So much so that this boy is considered a suffik gadol for those 30 days and goes l'chumra in both directions. He's chayev and mitzvahs l'chumra, but he's not mitztar flaminyan, meaning to be, we consider him a suffik katan suffik gadol for those 30 days. So if Shlomo Zalman says that, then I think for sure I have to take Mari Fat to eat both both cheshishes.
What day was Yaakov born?